Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Be honest, how many years has it been since you heard that song? I love it, though. Good job, John.
Oh, yeah, thank
Julio
you.
Julio Diaz is traveling this morning, so we don't have a chance to talk to him. Instead, we get to find out what Shaquille O'Neal knows about physics and geography. You ready?
Ready.
So Adam Lefko, I guess he's the host of the podcast. I don't know. I watched the clip. And then Bill Burr is a comic, very funny guy. Both of them, this will be relevant, happen to be white. Shaquille O'Neal is black. And the opening question here is going to be, are conspiracy theories more of a white people issue or a black people issue? Okay? And it's going to get interesting. So, and I've done my best to censor. I think I caught everything. There's a lot of not radio-friendly content here, but I made it clean enough. So you ready? Here goes.
No, they're
conspiracy theories. White people or black people?
I would...
Black. I'm going to go black people.
I would go as far as OG before the internet.
Yeah, okay.
Black people. And then white people started to catch up with the internet.
Once,
but we went in a stupid direction.
Yeah.
Like flat earthers rather than like... being these people at the top are the ones we should be upset.
You don't think Earth is flat?
Huh?
What? You know, I'm just asking a question.
Do you?
I'm just saying. I took a
My God, dude.
So Shaquille O'Neal.
You can't make this up.
Fine product of Louisiana State University.
Oh, that's LSU.
My wife asked me because I said, I told her the story. She's like, where did he go to college? I'm like, LSU. Did he graduate or did he go early to the draft?
He recently graduated, yeah.
Okay, all right. But back to, it's going to get worse and it's not going to get better. You ready?
My question is, what is the advantage the people in power have that if it's actually flat, I'm thinking it's round? Like, what does that get them?
Oh, I don't know. I
get the other things.
I just said I fly a lot.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know this. I'll let you cook.
One time I took a 25-hour flight, and the plane never did this. That's all I said.
And he used his hand to make the gesture of it's going flat, and then it didn't curve down.
No.
The way you do if you're flying around a round globe.
No.
By the way, I love the comment by Bill Burr that, you know, well, who benefits from perpetuating this lie if it's a lie, right? You know, that's a great question. So, meanwhile, Shaquille O'Neal is trying to explain physics with his hand.
That's all I said. How it works.
Hold on.
If you're on a, the place on, was to constantly on. Be dipping slowly.
If you're on a map, if U.S. is here and another country is there, when I was going to that country, the plane never did that. That's all I said. That's all I said.
When you fly
if you look
over
at a map, if USA is over here and there's another country over here on the bottom, whatever, when you fly, my plane it's never did that. That's all I said. I would, because then I'd be like, the Earth is round, but it didn't do that. I'm just saying. That's all.
But you also realize.
Just think about
this
it.
Wow.
You want the mic on, Jonathan?
hold on. There we go.
Okay. I've met Shaquille O'Neal.
How have you?
And I have too.
And let me give you some perspective. My wife says I have big hands. I have big hands.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal's hands are like twice the size of mine.
Yeah.
His perception on what size.
Yeah.
It's probably a little. It's probably a little screwed.
That's the issue. Nice callback on that, by the way.
It's probably a little screwed. So
the accounting is a statistical term for that.
Right. Reference to a basketball. So, for him, the Earth might be just a little bit bigger than the basketball that he's used to playing.
Yeah, small, and so obviously
you should be able to feel it. You should be able to feel it, like going around a corner.
It's not like you would have, for example, the effect of gravity continually pulling the plane in a downward direction. You got to actually aim the plane down in a way that anybody can see from 40,000 feet. Obviously, and they never see that. So, of course, the Earth is flat.
I'm just saying because I was looking at a map one time when I was flying. I was here, and I flew to here, and I stayed up the whole time looking out the window just to make sure. 25 hours.
You know, this I forgot.
You know what? When you love that's his science. I watched the plane flying for 25 hours just to find out whether the Earth was round.
Wow. When you fly, they're phasing these things out because they have newer technology. But when you fly like an instrument, they have these things on the ground called VORs, and that's how you if you're in the clouds or above them or wherever, how you get from point to point.
You're so far without
messing up. And if you're too far away, if you're at a lower altitude, you can't get the signal because the Earth is round and it's going like that, and you're coming around like this, and it's not until you get within a certain distance that you can hear. When you fly over to Europe, okay?
You've way overshot on this explanation.
He's so beyond his capability.
He's right, but that's not going to persuade Shaq.
Just remember that you thought the moon was closer than L.A., so now it all makes sense.
That's not what I said. I looked up, and you could see the moon. And how far is the moon from Earth?
Millions of miles.
Okay, millions of miles, right?
250,000, but okay, fine.
You look up, and you see the moon, right? And I said, okay, how come when I look to the West Coast, I can't see L.A.? And it's only 2,000 miles. That's
you know, when you're doing your mogul deals, you might not want to have this conversation. When you get with General Mills to have you on the Wheaties box, you might be like...
I just like to ask questions.
Shaq, how are you going
to
promote this cereal? I'm just going to say, when I flew to Brazil, I'm here, and I looked out the window the whole way. I love it. You're going to determine whether it's round or flat by looking out the window. What are the scientists wasting all their time with all of these apparatuses? Just look out the window.
It's right there in front of your face.
So does he think the moon is closer than L.A. because you can see it and you can't see L.A.? Is that what he...
Meanwhile,
Jonathan, you interjected with it. The fact that you can't see L.A. is because the Earth is round.
Right.
God. Oh, my God. Hey, he was a great basketball player, and knowledgeable or not, it's entertaining. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3. Find out coming up next in the Transgressive Memorial Service why Brother Andrew is canceling the World Cup. John Pickens has traffic for us.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA app. It's available. Download now. Pay your bill. Report service issues. Alerts. And recycling tips. Back to rolling accident-free, which is great. And also delay-free. Not seeing anything on I-10, I-110, 90, 98, 29. They all look good. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today
for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the World Cup. Now, I know a lot of you are so fond of internationalism as an ideology and foreign cultures and countries as a natural outgrowth of your deep-seated hatred for the United States due to our rampant sexism and racism and homophobia, not to mention our economic injustice and climate atrocities. As a result, you reject everything American and embrace everything European, as is correct, even to the point that you're willing to watch soccer and pretend to enjoy it. Naturally, then, you've all been diligently following the World Cup matches, even games that absolutely do not matter between teams whose countries you can't even pronounce well, such as Cape Verde or Curaçao, or countries you realize just this month you've been calling by the wrong name for years, like Czechia or Turkaya. And you're so anti-American, and good for you for it, that you pretend a nil-nil draw is something fascinating and worth 90 minutes of your life, plus extra time, to witness. But here's the real problem. Even as you're practicing anti-Americanism by embracing what our dear friends around the world call football, they are all traveling to the United States for these matches and loving it here. And that's the problem. See, our entire view of America is negative, and we've spent countless resources working to persuade the most easily brainwashed Americans, you know, college students and professors, that the United States is a terrible place. Meanwhile, American conservatives keep trying to say that whatever flaws we have here, other places are much worse, pointing to examples of real sexism in Muslim countries, or actual genocide in African nations, or abject poverty and suffering in almost every corner of the globe other than here. Since most Americans never really travel, we've been surprisingly successful at shielding them from the truth of how great it is here because they're basically ignorant of what life outside the USA is like. Hence, our lie has succeeded. But now, all these fans from all those other places are traveling here, and they can't stop posting on social media about how much they love our amazing country. They can't get over the vast size of our land and the freedom to move around. They're stunned by how friendly and helpful Americans are, and so many of the things we think show our decadence are subjects of delight for them, from Waffle House to Buc-ee's to Bass Pro Shops to Denny's to Whataburger to Krispy Kreme to Tim Hortons and even Walmart. Whether it's the cheap gasoline, the tremendous amount of open land, the size of our houses, or the distance between them, or even sites like Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon, they can't get over the natural beauty, the variety of lifestyle, and the sheer abundance of everything. And that's the problem. These Europeans, long conditioned to accept the bleak, gray mediocrity of democratic socialism, are being lured into thinking that free enterprise, liberty, limited government, and rugged individualism are actually good things. For instance, we've worked so hard to convince Americans that the existence of rich people is why they're so poor. When along come these soccer fans and act like even the most average American has access to luxuries the Europeans have never even heard of, like ranch dressing, which they're actually smuggling into their luggage to go back home, where it does not exist. International media has told them how awful America is, just as we have told you the same thing, and now they're seeing it's all a lie. All the work we've done to make other people hate us and to make us hate us is on the verge of being undone. And all because of our willingness to embrace the collective suffering of watching soccer. Here in America, where we invited them to come. It's the worst kind of own goal. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, speaking of things that show Americans that this country isn't a terrible place, Elon Musk certainly must be canceled for the simple fact that he briefly became a trillionaire this month following the initial public offering of SpaceX, the company he founded that promises to take humans back to the moon and eventually to Mars. Obviously, anyone who's a net worth of $1.4 trillion, even briefly, must absolutely be cast out of the congregation of the Wokelite faithful, since there is no possible way any human should have amassed so much personal wealth and power. Now look, I know we don't have to teach you fine othering about the inherent evil of anyone being worth a lot of money, unless they're on our side politically, of course. Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, George Soros, that's all fine, obviously. But just think of what a terrible example Elon is. When he sold PayPal in 2002, he was only worth $180 million, already an obscene amount. Over time, he gradually developed products and services that people paid him for, including Tesla electric vehicles, Neuralink brain disorder remedies, Boring Company solutions for underground mass transit, Starlink orbital internet access, and of course now SpaceX space travel.
As a result, in just 24 years, Elon went from becoming a billionaire and then a decabillionaire and eventually a centibillionaire until now, finally, he's settled in right around the trillionaire mark, just under. Much like the World Cup fans, this man from South Africa seems to be an illustration of the unlimited potential anyone has in an economic system like the free market of the United States, demonstrating a form of upward mobility unparalleled in human existence. But surely that can't be true, since we know America's a place where the only way you can get ahead is to steal it, or inherit it, or win the lottery, or by voting for politicians who'll take it from productive people and give it to unproductive people through a system we call progressive taxation, or redistribution of wealth. The core problem of Elon Musk's fantastic net worth is that he seems to disprove all the things we so rigorously teach young wokelings to believe about capitalism. Here's a man who has an obscene amount of money, and rather than stealing it from other people, as we teach all wealthy people do, he's done it by improving people's lives through cars, internet, brain chips, online payments, and space travel. We always say that if he had less, we would all have more, even though we clearly already have so much more as a result of what he's done rather than in spite of what he's done. And as you know, one of our favorite mantras is that people with a lot of wealth owe back to do good for the community, even though we can't actually find ways he's done bad for the community, since everyone who bought something from any of his companies did so voluntarily because doing so made their lives better. In truth, precisely because dollars represent a debt by society to the person who holds them, it would seem that Elon has already done the rest of us $1 trillion worth of favors, for which he hasn't even yet been compensated. Aside from his political views, whether supporting the unholy and unnameable current inhabitant of the White House to laying waste to the government fraud system we spent decades bloating into its current form, to ruining Twitter by turning it from a carefully curated wokeness echo chamber into a domain of recklessly uncensored free speech, this man has been nothing but a thorn in our side. But in truth, the real reason we must expunge him from our ranks is the simple fact that he represents all the things conservatives say Americans are great for, which we abhor. For gaining wealth by making innovative solutions that people actually want, for having the audacity to cross over a completely arbitrary mathematical boundary in the air with 12 zeros behind it, we hereby declare the anathema, Elon Musk. Stop doing so many amazing things for so many people and making the United States look so good. For the love of Gaia, stop it. Finally, our tie-dyed, iridescent hookah pipe of inclusivity award this week goes to singer, model, activist, former child star, and alleged adult star Hayden Panettiere for her recent decision to come out of the closet and proclaim herself bisexual. In her recent memoir, This Is Me, A Reckoning, the still somewhat young blonde sex-pod actress known for TV's Heroes in Nashville says she was never encouraged to be herself. And when a wave of celebrities seemed to be declaring their bisexuality a few years ago, she didn't want to be perceived as just jumping on the bandwagon like it was some sort of fad. As she explains, even though she had dated other women occasionally during her career, she had to do so carefully and secretly so that the predatory celebrity media never discovered her secret. And we must say just how flush with pride we are that the young starlet would finally be brave enough to say who she really is, a person who's willing to swap fluids with virtually anything that moves. Just as we've always said, you cannot control who turns you on, and in the case of bisexuality, why even try? After all, being bi is one of the ancestral four, the original founding letters of the holy acronym string, L, G, B, and T. Although we do want to remind everyone the more preferred term these days is actually P for pansexual, since bi is a somewhat limiting prefix implying that there are only two kinds of genders, both of which arouse the bisexual, when in fact there are thousands of genders, all of which might potentially arouse the pansexual. That's why other terms have sometimes been suggested for bisexuality, such as omnisexual, everything-osexual, or even anything that breathes-osexual. But ultimately, we still allow the legacy term bisexual, used by someone who we match their values with. So yes, for finally claiming ownership of the most inclusive of all the sexual orientations, the we'll take anyone who wants to come over to Netflix and chillosexual, we celebrate you, Hayden Panettiere, for doing the greatest of cultural services, which is to remind us all that nobody should ever just be normal. That just when everyone's come to believe you are normal, the best time is right then to spring the real truth on them that no matter how much you seem like a normie on the outside, you might just as well be an anything-goes-osexual underneath, enjoying the entire buffet of fruit flavors available to your indiscriminate tastes. Good for you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
I can't believe I forgot a woe to all who offend in the middle. What's wrong with me, John?
I don't know.
I mean, what's wrong with Brother Andrew?
Yeah,
a
Brother
completely
Andrew.
Different person that is not me at all, pretending to be something that I'm not. All right, John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. We're still back to rolling accident-free, even delay-free, I-10, I-110. Everything looks good in our area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the phone.
Anything that breathes O-sexual. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
United Nations effort aimed at helping cargo traffic move safely through the Strait of Hormuz is now on hold after a commercial ship was reportedly attacked by Iran. Officials say the Singapore-flagged container vessel was struck Thursday while traveling near the coast of Oman. A flu outbreak at a Texas Air Force base is getting worse. Military officials say there's now at least 275 influenza cases at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio.
Well, you know what they should do? They should require them to take the flu shot and get immunized.
They probably do.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's almost a complete reversal of their prior intellectual commitments. But okay, go ahead.
And authorities in Myanmar have destroyed more than 50 tons of seized illegal drugs as part of events tied to the UN's International Day Against Drug Abuse.
Yeah, thanks so much, David. I appreciate the update. Oh, and we do have sad news. I've tried to mention a few times. John Pickens is leaving us for elsewhere, quite against his will, but for reasons we can't explain. John, I love you, man. I'm going to miss you.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump returns to the scene of the crime at the D.C. Hilton for the first time since the attempt on his life there. It's time for the Faith and Freedom Conference. And he has faith the U.S. peace deal is moving forward despite Iran's forces damaging a Singapore ship with a drone attack in the Strait of Hormuz. It claims three more ships turned around, but oil and gas prices keep dropping. Casualties mounting in search and rescue from Venezuela earthquakes. Nearly 600 dead, 3,000 injured. An exciting World Cup for the U.S. men versus Turkey on Fox Sports.
The back post. Knocked down. It's in. It's another early goal. It's Austin Trusty's first career goal for the United States.
Turkey went on to win 3-2, but the U.S. secured its group to meet Bosnia July 1st in the knockout round. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 77 degrees. We've got cloudy skies this morning. We'll get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson up in just a few minutes. Well, after years of anticipation, Pensacola now has its own Costco. The store on East 9 Mile opened Thursday morning with huge crowds.
I've been here since 3 this morning.
That shopper wasn't alone. Economists say the impact is going to go well beyond bulk groceries and, of course, the famous $1.50 hot dog. It'll create jobs, and that effect will ripple right through our local economy.
When new jobs come to the community, they're going to be buying houses, puts upward pressure on home prices. We hate to see the home price pressure increase, but it's a sign that we're a vibrant economy.
Economist Rick Harper, he talked to WEAR, and that store also includes a gas station. A membership is required for in-store shopping, and the memberships start at about $65. Well, the city of Pensacola delivering some public records today to the Florida Department of Government Efficiency. Officials say they have nothing to hide.
Bottom line is our finances are an open book. Literally, figuratively, in any way you want to do it. So any agency or any citizen has questions about public documents and how dollars were spent. As a reminder, we just had an audit from an outside agency, not from an internal one, that was completed maybe not even a month ago, that was clean. So
the city received a second records request from the state efficiency office. This one due today. Mayor D.C. Reeves says staff across the finance, HR, and other departments have spent the week compiling the requested documents. Well, two people are facing charges after an investigation into a copper theft ring that stripped light poles on bridges and along local interstates. Pensacola police say 37-year-old David Nielsen and 31-year-old Rayanne Horn stole roughly $250,000 worth of copper. Nielsen reportedly jumped into Bayou Chico to evade arrest, but was caught ultimately by FWC and PPD officers. Police say the theft is why the lights on the Barrancas Bridge over Bayou Chico have now been out for a couple of months. Controversial 4,500-acre solar project in Stockton, Alabama, will be moving forward despite community opposition. Silicon Ranch says it's received a conditional county approval for its $350 million project and expects construction to begin this fall, regardless of the outcome of a zoning referendum next Tuesday. The county says the project is grandfathered in because the application was accepted before the vote. Opponents disagree, say they're considering legal action. The grassroots group Friends of the Tensaw is hosting a fundraiser Saturday to raise money for legal expenses. Well, the wait's over for the Fricker Center. After years of planning, the city of Pensacola breaking ground this morning in just about an hour at 9:30. The Fricker Center's been a long-discussed priority for the community. Officials say their goal is to get this project moving and to keep it moving. Again, if you want to attend that, the groundbreaking is at 9:30 this morning. It's 8:35, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
Thank you, David. Let's see here. We're still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I-10, I-1, 1090, 29, they all look good this morning. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John.
We are going to be seeing a small chance of rain today, 20% overall, high near 90 degrees, feeling warmer with the humidity. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Saturday, 10% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Going into Sunday, sunny skies with a 10% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. This is Burke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And we've got 77 degrees with cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. Well, markets are down today. The Dow down just under 0.5%, 201 points at 51,719.68. The S&P 500 down just over 0.5%, 73,13.58. NASDAQ down almost 1%. It's 241 points at 25,130.423. 10-year bond rate today up a bit, 4.39% today. Turning to commodities, gold price is up 23.30, 4,070.90. Silver is down 12 cents at 58.24. Bitcoin is down 175 at 59,033.16. Taking a look at those oil prices today, we're down just under 3% for West Texas Intermediate, $69.92 a barrel. Brent crude down $2.42 at $72.84 a barrel. Fuel prices, the national average for a gallon of regular, down today. It's at $3.90 a gallon. The Florida statewide average, also down today, currently sitting at $3.83 a gallon, down from fractional decrease from yesterday. A week ago, it was $3.67, so we are up from that. And taking a look at our average prices locally, Escambia County showing $3.46 a gallon, Santa Rosa County $3.50 a gallon. Turning to our financial headlines this hour. Well, millions across the country hoping to win big, nearly $500,000 jackpot in the Mega Millions. For Tuesday's drawing, that is, $467 million. Nobody matched all six numbers. The grand prize rolling over to tonight's drawing. New polling from Gallup shows economic confidence remains weak but has improved modestly this month.
According to the findings, the surge in gasoline prices accompanied by the Iran conflict are being felt by many Americans, as two-thirds report gas prices are causing hardship for their households. However, Gallup's poll results suggest the broader economic effects of rising energy costs may be leveling off. Economic confidence has improved slightly in June after a sharp decline in the past few months, while concern about economic issues hasn't risen any further. According to Gallup's trended data findings, Americans are especially sensitive to average pump prices reaching new levels. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Meta is teaming up with Qualcomm on artificial intelligence. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the goal is to build what he's calling personal super intelligence for people around the world. San Diego-based Qualcomm will be supplying chips for Meta data centers, starting with its new Dragonfly C1000 processor chips, expected to ship in 2028. The deal makes Meta the company's first major data center customer as it moves beyond smartphones. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news, right now.
Our Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight savings time permanent, has made more mess in Congress than ever before.
I personally think you'll see something happen with that, you know, before the end of the summer.
The bill would eliminate the twice-yearly clock change.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Jump, 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 jump. I said a hip, the hip, the hip, 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 you don't stop. Rap.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
You can sharpen up.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Commissioner Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
Yes, it's the wrap. It's Friday. That means we talk about the events of the week or whatever comes up with a couple of friends here in studio. Repeat regular Jonathan Owens.
Repeat offender.
Repeat offender. Good, dear friend of mine. Another dear friend who I don't get to see quite as often, Dede Davis, a former state representative and often is willing to come on and say the wise things with her great experience in politics. Dee Dee, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm just proud to be invited now and then.
Hey, I'll make you a regular if you take that attitude with me, for sure. I don't know where to start. We have so many different things we could get into. I think I want to start. Jonathan, you brought this up. We talked about it last week a little bit with Anna Higgins and Kevin Brown, but it is still relevant. The Republicans are not going to have a debate, at least not officially. I mean, maybe Fox News is going to have it for the governor's race, right?
Right.
It still makes me feel icky. I think, you know, you ought to show in public. You ought to have a debate. I get the arguments, but your thoughts?
We have such access to information. And the problem with that is we've got such access to so much information, including misinformation.
Yeah.
So do a debate. Just put it out there.
Clarify
okay?
it.
Well, you didn't meet this by these thresholds, so therefore you're going to be eliminated. The Republican Party of Florida, or the RECs, or anyone, if you are a qualified candidate.
Republican election or electoral
right.
committee.
Republican executive committee.
Sorry, executive. Thank you. Yeah, even I don't know.
If you are qualified to be on the ballot, then you should be on the debate stage.
Even if it's 40 people?
I don't care.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, that's unworkable.
Okay. You could do it like
I
you did
get it.
Like the presidential primaries when the president
when there were 17
debates.
Candidates or when, whatever, but they still had they still had
that's
the first
batches.
And a second, right? Didn't they
right.
have a batch?
You put it up there in a couple of batches, and then you bring on greatest hits and put them side by side. If the tables were turned on this, can you even imagine?
There's that for
the
sure.
outcry. Come on.
What we've said about Democrats in the past when they didn't, or when they haven't, or when they make like when they just put Kamala in,
put them
never
on
won
the stage.
A single primary. Yeah,
right.
Put them on the stage side by side. I agree. With
do it in like I agree with you, Dee Dee. Batches.
You know,
if you've got 17, you do, you know,
yep.
make a few sets, basically.
Yeah, a few sets of it, and you guys can debate all the same issues, and everybody gets not the same set of questions, and that's not a debate, it's a forum, you know.
All right, I'm gonna switch the question just a little bit. By the way, Dee Dee, you got to look right into the mic just like that. Like you're almost going to kiss it. That's where you want to be. Perfect. I know it's weird. I have long made the argument that for executive positions like governor, debates are not good because they focus on policy and being able to speak effectively. What I want from an executive is somebody who makes personnel decisions, has values, understands the nuances of leadership and government. That's not the same as being able to speak publicly.
You are not John Q.
That's
Public.
A chief of staff.
Yeah.
That's a manager. That's a chief of staff. That's when you're elected, you need to be out there. You need more.
Okay, we'll move on. But
elections,
you know,
elections
but
are
people,
emotional, right?
Some people
they're
are
not
great,
based on logic.
Right, but some people are outstanding at a job, and unfortunately, our electoral process does not select the people who are great at the job. It selects the people who are great at campaigning, which is not the same as the job. Although keeping people happy is somewhat the job.
Okay, so we need to have better people run for office then.
What you say? You watch your mouth. How dare you? All right, next topic. Did I mention you're the owner of NEI Pensacola? I don't know that I actually did mention it.
I don't know that you did. Well, thanks done. For good the plug, though.
Of course. President Trump, I have to assume, although I mean, I can't say this for definitive, but it seems obvious, has directed the Postmaster General of the United States that they will not deliver mail ballots in states that do not comply with his give us your voter roll information so we can verify these ballots are going to and coming from the right people. And the Postmaster General says that if that rule does get adopted, that is what will happen. Four or five states at the moment will not have the mail delivering the ballots. What in the what?
That's crazy.
Well, this is like du jour, you know, which issue du jour are we going to discuss that he's trying to do? And then we have to undo. Mm-hmm. But that's ludicrous. And if the public doesn't rise up over this, of course, they have stayed fairly silent on a lot of other issues that I thought they would have been more vocal on. So this is just another one in the cadre.
Is it, whether you love or hate Trump, whatever, is it the typical art of the deal kind of, I'm going to say the most craziest thing in hopes to get something a little bit close to it.
If I scare them good, maybe I get a better deal.
Maybe, yeah.
If I scare them good, we'll quit talking about the Epstein files.
Right. Well, there's that too. Discredit, right.
I tried everything else. Let's go after the post office.
So what is a persistent problem with him is that he will threaten or advocate something that is clearly crazy, unacceptable, unconstitutional, illegal, immoral, whatever. I mean, all apply at different times. And you can never quite be sure. Does he really mean it? Is he just jesting, jousting? Is he creating space, distraction, getting attention, negotiating? Is it, you can't really tell. I mean, is he genuinely nuts in this way, or is he playing a game and only he knows the game he's playing?
Right, crazy like a fox.
Yeah, and it's very hard to tell. And of course, his unswayable supporters will always say, you just don't understand the man. And his unswayable opponents will always say, oh, we understand him, he's crazy. And then there's people like me that are just trying to figure out on a case-by-case basis which one is it, because I've seen it be both.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. But I know you can't tell the post office not to deliver mail ballots. That's un-American.
Yes, I agree.
To do. To threaten things that are un-American, is that un-American? I mean, I don't know. That's the question.
Maybe it's an attempt to mobilize the base to get you to go out and not vote by mail, to get you to go vote in person. Who knows?
I think you're making this far too complicated.
Have you not ever listened to this show?
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I don't think he's jousting. I don't think he has a sense of humor. I think that he is seeing what will stick.
If he can get away with it until he gets punched back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the way that the Supreme Court has upheld a lot of his crazy decisions.
And said no. I mean, we don't know about birthright citizenship yet.
That is true. They have, like,
I'm sure they're going to say no on that, by the way.
A time or two here lately, but so he's probably just trying to see what will stick.
And I think that fits his historic pattern, which is I'm going to donate to both sides. I'm going to do what I can do. I can threaten. I can cajole. I'm a bully. And that works, or has worked a lot for him. So
not so much lately, though.
Well, you know, I mean, setbacks do happen.
Prime Minister of Italy stepping up, and you know, there's some people that are fighting back against that bullying, and I'm glad to see finally someone will at least let's have a discussion about this, whether you like him or not. Let's have a discussion about this. But bullying is not the way to do it. And if we're telling our kids not to, my God. Look at the top.
Well, that's the other issue. That's a more of a big question, big picture question of, you know, this tone, this behavior, is this the kind of thing? But yeah, on the particulars, it doesn't always work, but it does work more often than you'd like to acknowledge, because if everybody's playing the civility game and you're willing to break all those rules, maybe you get some stuff that you wouldn't otherwise get. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got one accident on the books right now, Gulf Beach Highway and South Blue Angel Parkway. We're definitely seeing some road blockage and delays associated with that. So just know that. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Data centers? I came into this with no opinion whatsoever. And the more of a certain type of person screamed about how they were evil and terrible and horrible, the more I felt like I was just naturally going to be on the other side. And I felt like the arguments were poor, and the more I think about it, the more I think, I mean, they're not coming here. We're not getting them here, but at least I don't think so. But But if we did, it seems like, as we talked about last hour, you get a lot of tax money. They don't demand a lot of services. There's no kids from the data center going to a school, but they're giving us an immense amount of taxes. They're not consuming water, although they do use some, but not compared to other things like even agriculture or lawn watering. So, I mean, it seems like a cash cow.
Is it really an issue, or is it just an algorithm-fed stream of consciousness that we need to be complaining about?
The 50 people who are angry are very angry. They've got 5,000 signatures, Jonathan.
Well, I mean, we get excited about a Raising Cane's and Costco opening here because we got something that everybody else has got that we finally got. Golly gee, we're gonna scream it from the rooftops. Really? I mean, a data center. We are a magnet for hurricanes. In case y'all haven't noticed, every 8 years, we get a pretty,
substantial one.
Substantial one.
Or something.
So, is this really an issue here?
I totally agree with you. But, they have discussed the possibility of putting a data center up around Century. I mean, come on. They are starved for jobs.
Yeah.
They are starved for industry up there. It's a perfect spot. And as far as those complaining against it, a lot of environmentalists, I guess, but it will...
For not great reasons environmentally a lot of the time.
I agree, but we will probably improve the technology.
Oh, no, I mean the technology is quite good. Their squealing about environmental stuff is usually quite distorted. That's
what
I mean.
But we've got to have data centers. Call them what you want, but with AI, looming... We're going to have responsible data centers. Just refine the technology.
What frustrated me is I have obvious questions that were never addressed. I mean, okay, you oppose data centers. Do you pay for Netflix? Do you use YouTube? Do you use social media to promote your protests against data centers that you're using while you're protesting? I mean, where do you want them to be? Because just not here is not an answer.
Well, now and then you get one really vocal opponent. You know how this goes on any issue.
Yeah.
They capture the attention of the press. Maybe it's slow news day and bam, you've got a major issue.
Right. It's a controversy. We can debate about it. We can, get our heads all worried about it. And I'm in this industry. Certainly we captivate, with those kind of discussions. I try to focus on the big important stuff, but, it surprised me. I've been surprised. And they're persistent. They've shown up at the Escambia County Commission meeting. They've shown up at the Pensacola City Council. They even went to the PEDC meeting. Nobody goes to the PEDC meeting.
And that's part of the problem, right?
Well,
nobody
that's
goes
true,
to
too. Yeah. Channel 3 showed up at the PEDC meeting.
I don't know any people. I don't know a single soul that is having sleepless nights over whether or not a data center is coming.
Well, you just don't
region.
Hang out with the right people.
I guess
Dee Dee.
Not. I guess
you
not.
Know, that's the
I've
issue.
I've been working too much.
You're insensitive, Dee Dee.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I have been accused before.
You've been creating more data for the data centers while working.
I have put off talking about this because there is a part of me that thinks it's not even newsworthy. There is another part of me that thinks, because it's been in the news, we ought to talk about whether it's newsworthy and what really matters here. But do you know the story with the J-Town manager?
This is a good one.
Well, okay. So she was, I guess, a teacher and messed around with a 17-year-old, maybe more than one, as I recall. Got a designated sex offender, served her time. Presumably that's a felony. I tried to look and make sure it was a felony. I think it was a felony charge. Served a couple of years, and, she's a former felon. And now she's going to be the J-Town manager.
Well, Andrew, do we really want to go there and open this door?
Well, is it news?
Well, I think that it has been diffused at the top. If you've got a convicted felon and sex offender, again, like him or not, the record is what the record is.
Her, by the way.
I know, but down here for her. And I guess if she's capable, she's done her time. I mean, they seem to have really embraced her there. She seems
very
capable.
Yeah, the mayor is all for it,
Seems very, very capable. So if the voters are cool with it.
Well, see, that's where I'm – even though I don't think I have any issue if I were living in Jay, if she can do the job, she can do the job. But it's news in the sense that voters might care, in which case it probably should be told to them what's going on. It's not hidden, I don't think.
It is such a small, deep southern town.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
And what level can you rise to in the government if you work for the government and have a felony on your record, especially
tough.
This kind?
It's tough.
How high can you rise? Now, you can't be elected. because you can't run for public office. You can vote, but you can't run for public office. But again, if she's doing the job, and it's probably not a lot of people who are available to do the job, you know, if she's doing it, she does it well. I did have one thought, though, because I tend to lean on the side of if she does the job, she does the job, you know, and I want former felons to be able to get work, you know, even quite good work.
Well, and a lot of people would say that if you own up to transgressions, if you own up to some of these things, the public is going to be far more forgiving than if you try to dodge issues, the obvious. And in a town like Jay, there's not going to be a lot of dodging.
Yeah.
Going on there. So I don't know her, but she's got guts. I'll give her that.
Well, and so then I had this thought, and this was the one thought that really, you know, I hate when I have a thought that challenges my other thoughts. You know, Andrew's fighting with Andrew. Happens all the time. Would we view this case differently if she were a man who had been a teacher who had with an underage girl at the school instead of being a teacher who had with an underage boy at the school?
Sure.
Would we view that any differently? And I think you'd be a fool to say we wouldn't.
Sure, we would view it differently.
You know,
I'm not sure.
But I think that stems from how we view those two kinds of behaviors. There's a part of us,
Is anybody forgiving of Matt Gaetz? Is the accusations against Matt Gaetz?
Right.
Holding my nose.
Is he on the triumph board again? You know, or not again,
right.
Right. So you don't think we'd care one way or the other? Or we wouldn't care differently if it were a guy?
I am not so sure.
Okay.
I am not so sure.
Interesting. I think that there would be, there's much more of the, well, he can't be trusted with authority kind of issue if it were a man than I think in this case. Just how people react to these crimes. They react to them differently. A 17-year-old boy, a 17-year-old girl, they react differently to these things. Is that unfair, sexism, gender, whatever? It just is how people react to them. So. We're talking about all kinds of stuff here on The Wrap with Dee Dee Davis and Jonathan Owens. John Pickens, who, by the way, it is John's last day.
And we're down to minutes.
I know, on this show. This is like the last few precious squeaks of broadcast time for you. But he's leaving us against his will. He has to for things that are going on in his life that we don't have to get into that I'm sorry about. But and I wish it were not true, but he is. So, John, thanks for the great 2 years.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Tell them about traffic.
All right. So we've only got one accident right now. Gulf Beach Highway and South Blue Angel Parkway. That's got a little road blockage associated with it. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. You know, I want to talk about this because it came up from the Transgressor Service. We had two stories this week that I did cancels for them, Elon Musk and the World Cup. And the reason was very similar, which is Elon Musk comes to America. And, you know, he develops PayPal, he develops SpaceX, the Boring Company, Tesla, all of these things. He totally reforms Twitter and in the process makes $1 trillion, which doesn't bother me even a little bit.
Sounds a very American dream like.
It absolutely does for a South African. But I think that's why some people hate it, because he proved that, you know, you can get wealthy by doing good things for good people and a lot of them and be creative and you'll get rewarded. Meanwhile, the World Cup and these Europeans are all coming here and discovering that the place they probably heard is backwards, you know, Trumpville or whatever. And they're discovering that, oh, my God, I love Buc-ee's. And, oh, my God, I love Walmart. And I love Whataburger.
Ranch dressing.
Yeah, ranch dressing and all this stuff. And I think, you know, when you've all traveled, Dee Dee, you've traveled, Jonathan, you've traveled. When you go travel and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get back. When you get back, oh, thank God I'm back. I'm beginning to think these Europeans are coming here and thinking, not that. They're like, I don't know that I have to go back.
It's good they're having a good time, but can we go back to Musk for just 1 second?
Oh, all right. Sure.
Well, you brought it up there, but I think that a lot of people are disgusted with him and hate what he represents because he's just such a creep. You know, so weird. But he could so easily make a positive headline with embracing some charitable organizations, some great gift, some foundation.
He's given $14 billion, but it's to his foundation. So which is what Bill Gates has done, but you know,
to political candidates.
Sure.
Right. So if he just, you know, he can control his own press, and he hasn't done a very good job at that.
So if he were a more well-behaved trillionaire,
I think so. I mean, that's cliche.
Yeah.
But it's true.
People don't always like or dislike people for the rational reasons. It's sometimes the other stuff.
You know, you still think about the chainsaw waving in the air. It's like, oh, give me a break. So there's my
Elon
Musk.
And he is a weird guy.
I'm not
driving a Tesla. With a lot of babies from a lot of people, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. I certainly agree with that.
But then the World Cup. I think it's great. You know, when I go to a foreign country, I always like to go for what's local.
Yeah.
I always like to go for that. And usually I'm kind of questioning it. I haven't seen quite as much enthusiasm over there as I do here with Big Gulp.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. The ranch dressing is mind-blowing.
Well, one of the things, it's a little thing, but, you know, if you go to England, you see small houses close together. And you forget that, and I'm not saying that, you know, single family on an acre is necessarily the ideal, but it is an example of wealth, okay? We have land, space, and money and wealth, and they don't. And it feels weird all cramped in like that, and when they come to America, they really cannot believe, oh, my God, it's just so big. Everything is so big. It's like when people from Maryland go to Texas. You know, they just can't make sense of it.
What's so great about it, though, is the way that sports mm-hmm. does seem to bring people together. You know, we can usually.
Right, well,
Not always.
To a degree.
But yes, to a degree. But it is great to see all of these countries coming here and celebrating.
It was not great to see the U.S. lose last night to Turkey. The new way we were supposed to say Turkey. I'm not buying into it. Jonathan, last thought, 10 seconds.
Oh, I have too much to say, but we'll do it another time.
All right. Dee Dee Davis, Jonathan Owens, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend. Local talk in the